Chapter 6. The fire at the LaSalle home had started in the kitchen, probably by a dish towel that had been left near an open flame. The fire climbed up the wall and flattened on the ceiling, then spread through a hallway and was sucked by a draft up the staircase onto the second story. Mr. Julian had removed the phone from Mrs. LaSalle's bedroom long ago, after a judge in Opelousas and a U.S. attorney in Baton Rouge complained she was calling them in the middle of the night, claiming that Huey Long had been murdered by agents of Franklin Roosevelt. The clerk from the plantation store was passing on the road when he saw the windows of the house fill with pink light. He was an excitable man, given to belief in demonic possession and the gift of tongues, and after the heat of the front doorknob seared his hand, he began shouting at the house and throwing dirt clods on the roof to alert those who might be sleeping upstairs. He picked up a garden rake and broke the glass out of a living room window. The flames mushroomed up through the second and third stories like cold oxygen igniting in a chimney. The store clerk and the black people from up the road tried to soak the roof with a lawn hose. They scooped dirt with their hands and threw it through the windows into the smoke, and hand-carried water buckets from the bay, but were finally driven back from the house by the heat radiating from the walls. They heard glass break in Mrs. LaSalle's bedroom and saw her hands on the iron grillwork like the yellow talons of a bird extended through a cage. They never saw more of her physical person than her hands. The rest of her body disappeared in an envelope of flame. An obese black woman grabbed her daughter and held her tightly against her stomach, smothering her daughter's head with her arms so she wouldn't hear the sounds that came from Mrs. LaSalle's window. But at Ladis Hewlin's house, neither she nor Mr. Julian knew of these events. Legion waited outside for her and Mr. Julian to emerge. There was ash on his khaki clothes, a smear of soot on his cheek and one shirt sleeve. "You were watching us through the window? You were spying on me?" Mr. Julian said incredulously. "No, sir, I wouldn't say that. I come here to tell you something else. It's sad news, yeah. Miss LaSalle got burned up in a fire." Legion turned his face away, but he watched Mr. Julian out of the corner of his eye to see the reaction his words would cause.
"What did you say?" Mr.